My parshas. These parshas are mamas to you. Sadis of the skull of Klal Yisrael. How and this is how Hos Tipri sees the shrine and Lela Seder is really based on these parshas. And if you don't really learn up the parshas well, then you don't gain so much from Lela Seder. Because it's Yisrael Samuna. As I mentioned to some here, that the Bacher told me that 3 days a year he ate H-A-T-E-S, is one of them is Lel Seder. And I said that once, and I met another Bacher, and he told me that he's a younger, and he has all his siblings with their family, so his mother is very busy with the Enoch. So, just, what do you have on Lel Seder except Shulchan Aruch? You know, I mean, the whole God though was so long, you know, he's waiting and waiting and waiting. By him, the God is the Sheba, the Shraim, and the Vodis Tarach, and the Cheres is the Shulchan Aruch. And the whole reason is because they're lacking in the whole Yisoid of what the whole Tachas and how wonderful he sees the Shraim is. And Mela, once a year they come to this Yisoid, so they don't appreciate it. Now, we say Anoich Hashem Atzecha Shasicham Eretz Yisrael. The whole Yachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Yisrael Yisrael. Yisrael Yisrael is mentioned 50 times in the Torah, and many mitzvahs are Zeich Yisrael Yisrael, all because that is the Yisrael Yisrael of everything, and the whole Yachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Yisrael Yisrael. Now, it says by Mark Dam, V'yifin Paroi, V'yavai El Beisoi, V'loi Shasli V'gam Ozoi, Zayin Chav Gimel. So Matisyo says that the Targum Yonis and Zil says, what's V'yifen Paroi? V'yifen Paroi says, Asu Tzrochov. Asu Tzrochov. Now, what's the Shaykh is over here, Magas Dan, that Paroi has to do Asu Tzrochov. So he explains that Paroi, you do it so that he's a Elohim. So if he never had to go to the bathroom, he didn't have any problem. It was above human. And now, he has the Yor is Dam, and the Mela, he was trying to advise everybody he's supreme. And now he couldn't get into the yard. Moshe is bothering talking to him, so he had to be Mefana in public. And the Mela, by being Mefana in public, everybody was a Gal cool on that he's a faker. That's what happened. Because V'yifen Paroi, he was Asa Trachov, and then he left him at his house. Targeting us in the zeal. In the middle of V'yifen Paroi, And then afterwards he went home and he lost Shas Gamli Lagamazai. So Mela, even though he was now in his bar that he's a faker and he's a human, nevertheless he was not in his yachas v'chalal to what happened. I know he saw the dam, he saw Yad Hashem, and he was in scholar that he's a faker, but it didn't make a difference to him. Now, so Rav Nosson Bachler asked the kasha, why is it saying the pasuk says V'yavoy El Beisai V'loy Shas Liboy? Why did it say Lo Yishas Liboy? So Nathan said that because the Maisa, he saw the Ashpa, he saw the nakes of the Dam, so he had no choice to be Maida. When he went home and in Paris, the base of Malchus, his Malay, the goddess Kfira and Ode Vedazara, so he's Mechuzik. He had a lot of Chizik from his atmosphere that he wasn't as biased, and in Mela, then he went Yifan, he went home, but then Gam Lo Yishas Liboy, then he was able to be Gaber, connected the Metzis of Sting and Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Mela, then he was Kuiper. So nothing says it's easy to say over here that a person can gain from outside if the house is not a mokim mechuzik of Torah and Yira, he can lose it. If the house is based on Amunah and Torah and Simcha, so then what you have from the outhouse you bring into the house and it's mechuzik and it grows. But if the house, chashom, let's say, is an internet cafe, so then whatever you gain from the outside, the maisa gets lost when you come inside. And it prospers the wife and the children, which are there the whole entire time, how much they're losing. So it's not enough that you take it, but these in the soydis, you have to bring mamish into your house and to live them. It's not enough. If you only make a Yom Zikaron on the Pesach, there's Hashem who took it out of Mitzrayim, and the rest of the year there's no mention, then it's very hard for a child to grow up and understand and appreciate what Lel Seder is. Used to be you have this, a picture of God with an Eni Lishol. So you have a picture of a child with a baby bottle and a diaper, and that's the end of the show. Today, you have someone with a Baruch Bear, and also the end of the show. And because he has no shaykhus to what the Yisrael is. So, and then Moshe in the tshuva, Moshe Yerdeh Gimel Ayin Vav, that he says that young children, when you tell them the makal of a simcha, and they mark it as a father and a mother, and they mark it as a father and mother want their good interest for them. Therefore, he says even when they're small, they'll listen to you beratze. So Mela, once you megadol them with this idea that you love them and you're showing them the ratzon, so they're masking. So he said like this: Ikra chinuch tzrichim be'emuna b'Hashem yisbarach u'tarasoi shakol dalar shenaisenoi humatana me'Hashem yisbarach. That's ikra chinuch is emuna. Without emuna, that's the soid ha'isodis of a bais of chinuch is emuna, and that's how you mechanic the children. And if you don't have this, it's lacking this yisodis. She'oz yikna ava l'Hashem yisbarach. Once he has emuna, the child, then he has ava. And he loves his parents because they're the shluchim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That everything they have is constantly matanois, and in Meila they're constantly receiving things, and they love the parents, love Hashem. And he says, "Lachanach l'amuna lekazman." There's no certain what age. People ask, what age is a person not to lachanach his children when it comes to amuna? The pomim afkoyin shachol daver. Even sometimes they can't speak, but that's enough. The tzarich lachanach b'amuna in kayesh lehavana lahakir imay v'avav harigilim each other. That if they have a vana, they understand what a father is, they understand what a mother is, and there's an episode yachas between the parents and the child, then even though they can't say words, you tell them there's a site called the Muna, the Bayer Olam, and you have to understand what they explain in their own words. So now, in these parashas are the yisoyis of these things. Ramban, in three places, at least Chopach, three places, in Yigimu, Tezayin, and Yisroi, Parashat Boy, and Yisroi, Chof, Pasuk Beis, and in Parashat Chanan, Hey, Pasuk Vav. Says he learned basically three yesoides from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kadmon Chidesh means Hashem always was, he's Mechadesh Es HaOlam. Chofetz or Chefetz, he has a Ratzon, he's Mashkiach, he's a Ratzon. And Yochol is Kol Yochol. Another three, for kids, there are three yesoides, how the Ramban puts it, that's Chidesh, Chefetz, Yochol. And the Kriyak in the Sikh Parsha, and Zion is Zion, says the following. That you find by the first three markers, the Tzach, it says the Pasuk starts off when Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu in Pasuk Zayin Yazayin, Koya Mai Hashem, Mezois Teda Kani Hashem. That's it, the first is Ani Hashem. When it comes to Adash, the first of the markers of Adash, the Torah says in Tes Yidches, Man Teda Kani Hashem Bekerv Aretz. And when it starts Bachav, it says, Mevor Teda Kein Kamoni Bechol Aretz. So the Kliyak is Masber. The first three makis is to show that it's called Metzias Hashem. Dehainu, there's a chidesh and there's a kadmon. Why? Because he said that dam is mechapach from mayim to dam. That shows that he's mechadish. That the fact that the Sfardeya was a bria that was mechadishim shemayim. They went through a moshe nefesh to kill themselves. That's a kishim shemayim. And kingdom, they said etzveli kim. Their makis is the barayel. The makis is the mechadish. It's a kadmon. Azkekach is the mice with the Chavetz Chaim that he once told the Bacher he has to go to sleep at night. He was learning, so he told the Chavetz Chaim told him, go to sleep now. Tomorrow is also a day. So Chavetz Chaim asked him, how do you know tomorrow is going to be another day? It's like no one ever thought of the question. Why? How do you know tomorrow is another day? So it says Hamachadesh v'tuvoy v'chol yom tamim. That's how you know. Not because there's an orbit and there's a cycle and there's a year and this and that and the sun goes this way in the world. It's because Akash is a Machadish. He's a Machadish, he's a Bayer Olam, and constantly Machadish. That's what we learn from Mitzrayim, is a constant Chiddish. And in Mela, that's why tomorrow he knows another day, because Akash is a Machadish for 2 weeks, the whole Yom Tamim. So that's the first three. Then comes Adash. What's the by Adash is the Akash Baruch Hu is the Mashkiach al Kol. Why? Because Aray, animals, when they come, they don't go, they just attack everything. Yet, they attack the Mitzrim, and they didn't attack the Yid. So we see there's a Hashkacha, right? The point that it could be, the Medrash says that the Yid was walking with 10 Mitzrim, and they killed all the 10 children of the Mitzrim, and the Yid was left alone. So you see there's a Hashkacha. Kosh Baruch was this person, not and this person yet. That, and Dever also. Dever was that the animals of the Mitzrim would die, even though they're right next to the animals of the Yidden. That's also a Kosh Baruch's Mashkiach al Kol. He punishes Rishayim, and by Shkin also. Shkin was that the first that landed on the Chatumim, then after the Mitzrim. Why the Chatumim? Because they were more Chaitim. Again, you see that Shkach of Pratis of Kosh Baruch, that's Chayfet. That's Chidesh Chayfet. And then the last three, the Kliyakas, last four, the Kliyakas says, Ba'achav, is Yochel. The pasuk is Leman Teda She'ein Kamayni B'chol Aretz. Now there's no Koyach Acher. And why? Because the Mazel Tzleh and the Shemesh and the Mazalas have a certain Koyach. By Barad and by Arbe and Choshech, and the Kosh Baruch was Mechaseh the Shemaim, that the Shemesh had no Koyach. By Barad is cloudy, and Arbe also made it black, and Choshech made it black, and therefore all the Koyach and Mazalas had no Shlita. That's why you see that Ein Kamayu Mechal Aretz. That's why it says that by Barad it says Ein Kamayu, and by Arbe it says Lohel Kamayu. Because and Machat Mecharis also the story the Mazel Tzleh the Ayinu Kosh Baruch Hu is a Kol Yachol. So these three Yisoidis are learned from the Machat. This is the Ramban is saying this Yisoid. The Ramban says that if you don't believe in this, Ein Lo Chelik Vataris Moshe. That's what the Ramban says in Parashas Boy. So the Ma'aseh was Alter and Kelim, Alter for Sabotka. No, sorry, Alter for Nevadik. Alter for Nevadik. Alter for Nevadik. He was being mitzvahed in the forest, and he had a candle. And the candle burnt out. They didn't have a candle. So he went outside. He can't learn now. So he went outside, and all of a sudden, a hand comes out of nowhere and gives him a candle. He took the candle, turned it around, there's nobody there. Very besimcha. There's a candle. So he took it, and he lit it, and he's learning, and it was left over a little bit. So he kept that as a souvenir to always remember the nace that happened to him, that he didn't have a candle, and all of, I don't know where came a candle from Hashem. And once he had a fire in his house, and it burnt everything, and it burnt down this candle also. So he was all upset. Now the current of that galaga neis is gone. And he says, I should be ashamed of myself. We learn from this parasha, the Ramban says, that nisim and star, gluyim, is magal nisim and star. There's no difference between a neis nigel and a neis nister. Just like someone gives me a candle, someone gives me everything normal. So it's good that it burns. Not because there's no difference. Everything, a piece of bread is the same neis. About it's a high madrega, but we have to speak and to discuss these inyanim in our house and try to live them because it's in Soyda Chaim. Now, besides that, we see Mida Kneged Mida. There's a Medrash Tanchume in Parakit Veira Yudala says that every single Mako was an Einish Mida Kneged Mida of what the guy did, what the Mitzvah did to Klal Yisrael. It says that they had to sweep the street, so turn the ground into Kinim. They had to make hot water cold and cold water hot, so it gave them Shchin, which couldn't have cold or hot water, wasn't good for them. They had to take care, they had to make them bring Chayis Royce, so Hashem made Arayf. But besides this, there's another tremendous Yisoid that the Rigmel says, the Mamas Yisoid, Yisoid, said the Mechanach, the whole family, which is Yisoid. The Pasuk in Ekev, Tup Sukim, and Yud, Perek Yud, Yudal, and Tezvav. Hein la Hashem alakecha shemayim, v'shemei ha-shemayim, orta chol asher bo. Everything. But rak ba'vesecha chosak Hashem la'avayisam, v'yizchor b'zarim. The Kosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, and entire world, and the Kosh Baruch Hu is Boicher Bami Yisrael. And he says, and that's what we say every single day in davening, by Myri, we say, Be'emunah Kol Zayis, we say, Be'kayolenu Ki Hu Hashem Elokeinu Ve'ein Zu Lasai. And the next word is, Ve'nachnu Yisrael Amoy. That's the first Yisrael, is Hashem is supreme, is Koyachol, is no one else, and the second is that we are the Amanivcha. And we see a mamash klar in the Makis. So I mentioned the same in the Pinkus when we spoke out to Haggadah, that the Shem Tzvika says there's two types of people. The person is worked for a Hatzalah, and he sees someone being beaten up. So what does he do? He takes the bully away, and he takes care of the person that was beaten up, and he tries to wrap him, and that's it. So by himself. But if he sees, he comes to save the person that's being beaten up, and he sees it's his own son, so he doesn't stop to save him and push away the bully. Takes his son, like this son, he loves him and kisses him and takes care of him, and he says, he takes the bully by his neck, says, tell me what he did, he put you in the dirt, and he's taking him, he says, stop him in, did he like this or like this? What, he threw water on you? Like this or like this? And then, oh, he hit you with a stick? My son, he hit you this hard or even harder? And you take him and you show him, and that shows the tremendous Ava. So every chelik of the Makas was the Kosh Baruch Hu said, you did this to my child, I'm going to back. And that's in the scholar of when Moshe came to Paro, he said, Koy Amar Hashem Bni B'Chori Yisrael. And that's when he told him that Hinei Noche Harig Es Bincha B'Chorecha. Why? Because you're touching my Bni B'Chor. And that just shows the Ava. And once we see this, you saw that Kosh Baruch Hu has first Avos, and we are Chelik Hashem V'Nachal Osoi, then we see that we have a Shaykh Kosh Baruch Hu forever, with Zaycha Tinitzkis, That's when he said that Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba. Why to chat Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba? Because we're with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is also something that the whole Tachas Chaim is Olam Haba. If the whole Tachas Chaim is Olam Haba, how can a house go day after day, week after week, without this Yisrael being mentioned ever? The children know Misogim, different Misogim they know online and website and GPS and all different Misogim they know. Akhile Kach is someone who was taking a grandchild on a ride once from Muncie to New York, and the GPS broke. So the child said, "How can we live without GPS? We're stuck. We got lost. Who knows what's going to happen?" He's hysterical, a 6-year-old child. That, you know, it's the end of the world because there's no GPS. Yet the whole Tachas Chaim is on my bar, and the child has no clue until he gets in. Maybe he goes to Yeshiva Gdol and he hears his Musik. I still remember when my father sat down with me and explained to me the first time Olam Haba. I still remember until today. A child has to, it's not only a song, but you think it would be very nice, but a child has to know there's a music called Olam Haba. That's what we're living for, and that's all tachlis. A child shouldn't just have to wait until he's 20, 24 years old, and then he hears, he learns the Ramban, and he finds this, he studies this. And that is how the house has to grow, and he's going to suck him. And the more the house has it, Shabbos is a wonderful time to bring out these studies, because Shabbos made Olam Haba, you say, the beautiful, wonderful table, you say, oh, Givaldic, look at this, how beautiful it is. Olam Haba is much greater. Or if something breaks, you have something that you like, not your wife, but something you like breaks, so you say, Olam Haba, Olam Haba, Olam Haba. Child says, wow, okay, you don't mean it, you have no idea, that's what it bothers you tremendously. But to say it has also an effect, as Rigdon Miller said, and a child learns that way. And the Gemara in Mem Ches and Bracha says, Rabba asked Abayin Rava, who are they davening to? Who are they making brachas to? So they said, we're bringing Rachmana. So they asked him, where's the Rachmana? So he said, Rava pointed out up to the roof, and Abayin walked down and pointed to the sky. So Rava said, Tavaychu Rabbanan Avitu. Because they did that, they're going to be great to mention. That's the Tavaychu Rava. So we see that not only is it the Yisrael Yisrael, but that is how you become Adam Gadol. And Meila, it's very important that we have to take these parishes and live them and bring them into our bodies.